Let us pray. O Lord, open our eyes that we might see. Open our ears that we might hear. Open our hearts that we might love, and our hands that we might serve. And take our souls and set them on fire with love for you. Amen. There was a song written in the 60s by Shirley Ellis and Lincoln Chase called The Name Game. I'm sure some of you might remember it. It goes, Shirley, 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 Bo Shirley, Banana Fana, Faux Shirley, Fee Fi, Merley Shirley, Lincoln, 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 Bo Lincoln, Banana Fana, Faux Lincoln, Fee Fi, Mo Minkin, Lincoln. Don't worry, I won't go any further. But I thought of the song as I read this morning's first reading from Genesis, an Abram and Sarai's name game with God. What's in a name? Kovich is my name. It is pronounced with a vich at the end, V-I-T-C-H. During my school years, my teachers and classmates would change the vich to vach, so I became Kovach. When someone would mispronounce it in some foolish way, I had the feeling that I was foolish. I, of course, would try to correct the mispronunciation, but after a while, I simply let it go. Maybe it's better to have your name mispronounced rather than forgotten. When it's forgotten, we feel forgotten. If my name were different, I would be different. When I tell you my name, I have given you a hold over me that you didn't have before. If you call it out, even though you mispronounce it, I stop, look, and listen. Our names are important to us. How good it is to be recognized and be called by our proper name. Now, let's look at Abram and Sarai, as now known as Abraham and Sarah. The change of name game the Lord was playing had to do with a new beginning, a change of direction, a new name, a new beginning. But if we think about it, it's also about God's sense of humor. Sarah was never to see 90 again. Abraham had already hit 100, and when the angel told them that the stork was coming at last, both of them almost collapsed. Abraham laughed till he fell on his face. Sarah stood cackling behind the tent door so the angel wouldn't think her rude as the tears streamed down her cheeks. When the baby finally came, they even called him laughter, which is what Isaac means in Hebrew, because no other name would do. As I begin another Lent, maybe I should change my name to Kovach to create a new direction for me, a new beginning, something that would make my discipline have more purpose and meaning. I bring this up because, as usual, my Lenten journey, as in past years, seems always to be a bit of a struggle. Let me share with you a little bit of this year's struggle. It seems to have the same look as in my past years. Like always, my Lenten commitments include a total remake of my life. Usually, I am able to keep up with those commitments for a week or two. Then I restructure them to fit my needs. This year it was a bit different. On the way home from the Ash Wednesday services, I had a few things to pick up at Publix. Two of my 20 or so resolutions were to put away the wine and the junk food for the 40 days of Lent. As I walked into the store, there was a display of wine. Buy one bottle of Cabernet and get one free. So the bargain hunter that I am I did as the sign said. I felt God was telling me that saving a few dollars was much more important than my Lenten sacrifice. Then later in my journey through the store, I came across my favorite pretzels. Again, buy one, get one. Again, I felt God was giving me some direction, so into the cart went the pretzels. This year, my resolutions lasted about an hour. My change of direction came early this Lent. Just how many changes of direction do we make in our lives? How many times do we look for that fresh start, that new beginning? Is it Kovach or Kovac? Is it Abram or Abraham? Is it Sari or Sarah? What's in a name change? Could it be some magic that makes things work better? I'm not too sure. The readings today speak to us about the struggles of life and death and how to deal with them. Abram's struggle of being childless and his struggle with having faith in God's promise, and Jesus' struggle with his priorities and commitments, and his disciples' struggles to understand them. Peter misunderstanding his role, and Jesus' frustration with him. I have grown to believe that it's what our Lenten journey is all about. Priorities, commitments, and learning from our struggles on how to keep them and how to deal with ourselves when we break them. What we should learn from today's readings is that in the deaths and failures that we experience in our lives, we will always find the promise of new life. Failures become successes. Dying to ourselves and our present life moves us closer to a better way of living. This is what our Christian lives are really all about. Dying to ourselves, of the way we are, and reaching out to fulfill our greater potential. Dying involves letting go of our old selves, questioning our routines and habits, being open to surprises, accepting risks, not being attached to possessions or anything else that would keep us bogged down, and not being afraid of losing. I'd like to end this reflection with a prayer that was written some 500 years ago by an English explorer by the name of Sir Francis Drake. I know you've heard it before, but I'd like to share it with you once again. It is called A Prayer for the Future. Disturb us, Lord, when we are too well pleased with ourselves, when our dreams have come true because we have dreamed too little, when we arrive safely because we have sailed too close to the shore. Disturb us, Lord, when with the abundance of things we possess, we have lost our thirst for the water of life. Having fallen in love with life, we have ceased to dream of eternity, and in our efforts to build a new earth, we've allowed our vision of the new heaven to dim. Disturb us, Lord, to dare more boldly, to venture on wider seas where storms will show your mastery, where losing sight of land, we shall find the stars. We ask you to push back the horizons of our hopes and to push into the future in strength, courage, hope, and love. Amen. As we come to Eucharist this morning, let us find ways of making our failures become successes, and find a way of dying to ourselves in our present life and move us closer to the person that God would like us to become.